fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We've got to meet Tonto at Tomahawk Basin. Hail Silver! Fire!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, seeking to get real proof that Benjamin Steele, king of the cattle country, is actually a criminal worse than any outlaw, were up against a tough foe. The vast Tomahawk Basin was the center of Steele's activities, and the masked man and Tonto made their camp on the rim of the Great Basin. One morning, as they stood by the campfire, there came a faint whisper of sound from the surrounding woods. Then, a knife whistled through the air.
Kemosabe, somebody throw a knife.
Steady, Tonto. The knife was meant to miss. Just a warning. Step out into the clearing. I got you covered. Right into the clearing or I'll shoot.
Hey, come on, get up.
I'll give you credit, mask man. You don't scare easy.
Kemosabe, horse wear tomahawk brand.
I reckon you don't know who I am.
Tomahawk, brand of Benjamin Steele Ranch. You work for him.
I don't think this man worked for Steele, Tonto.
You've never met me, mask man. But I don't mind telling you who I am.
I know who you are.
Oh, you do, eh?
I can guess. Your name is Benjamin Steele.
Huh?
Mister, what they say about you is sure a fact. You're the coolest hombre I ever met, outside of myself. Yep, I'm Steele.
Steele, you're a member of the Black Arrow.
I was a member of the Black Arrow, but the Black Arrow's gone. You smashed it.
Just as you'll be smashed someday.
Well, you're holding a six-shooter on me. Why don't you take me to jail?
I'm not a fool.
What matter, Kemosabe? You got prisoner, we take him to jail, give him to sheriff.
We do, he'll be free inside of an hour.
Sure, because you gotta have proof to put a man behind bars, didn't you? There's nothing on earth to prove that I've been a member of the Black Arrow. Just as there's nothing on earth to prove I don't run things fair and square and according to the law.
Steele, this gun is aimed at your heart. I pull the trigger, there would be no need of a judge or a jury. No need for jail.
You know, mister. But you won't pull the trigger.
No?
You won't pull the trigger because you're the Lone Ranger. A Lone Ranger believes in law and order. You do everything according to what's honest. That's why I came here, bold as brass. I knew you wouldn't shoot.
All right, Steele, get to the point.
Mister, the point is as sharp as that knife sticking to the tree. Clear out. You and the engine both, clear out.
Because you say so?
I run things at Tomahawk Basin. If you try to stop me, you'll end up 6 feet underground in your grave.
Tonto and I are staying here until you land in jail, Steele.
So it's that way, huh? War, is it?
Call it anything you like, but you'll end up in jail.
What can you do against me? A masked man and an engine. You're stubborn, that's what. So be it, then. It's your funeral. I hope you give me a good fight, because I like fights, savvy. I like them and always win them. The Tomahawk Basin belongs to me. I own half the cattle room, the grasslands. Soon I'll own all of them. I'll use any methods I like and nobody's going to stop me. Those that have nerve enough to stand up against me will die. And that goes for you, mister.
Steele, clear out before I change my mind.
I hope you live to regret that. Adios. Get up there.
Him plenty bad.
He's clever, Tonto. He knows we haven't a shred of proof against him. That's why he could meet us face to face.
Him got plenty men and plenty guns. We stay in Tomahawk Basin. Maybe any time we ride into ambush, get shot.
We've got a job to do, Tonto, and nothing will stop us. We're riding into the basin.
Where's the water hole, Father? Shall we water the horses before we go on to the ranch house?
Yeah, Abby. Been a mighty dry ride from Leadville. Say, who's that?
What? It looks like Ted Bailey.
A girl in love sure has sharp eyes.
Father.
Don't deny it, Abby. You're blushing clean up your ears. But Ted Bailey's a nice young fella. I wouldn't mind having him for a son-in-law.
Well, he hasn't even asked me yet.
Sure, sure. Now, don't tell him I said so.
Who there, boy? Who?
Well, howdy, Miss Abby. It's nice to see you.
I'm here too, Bailey.
Oh. Why, of course, Mr. Carey. Howdy to you, too. You didn't think I overlooked you.
I wasn't sure, son. Been waiting long?
Waiting? Well, I haven't been waiting.
Oh, just a coincidence, huh?
Yeah.
Then how come your horse has trampled down the ground so much?
Well, I mean...
Now, Father, you stop that. Ted Bailey wanted to wait around to pass the time of day with us. There's no call for you to think it's funny.
Well, I reckon you must be right thirsty, Miss Abby. Let me help you off the wagon. Mighty nice seeing you again.
It's been quite a while.
Well, I ride herd for Mr. Steele. I had to make a trip to Chisholm.
Oh, the water's nice and clear, isn't it?
Yeah. Haven't watered my horse yet. I didn't want him to muddy up the water before you came. Here you are. Take a sip.
Don't drink that water.
Hey, what in thunder?
Kid, it's the masked man.
Stand back. Let me get my gun.
Without him, got gun.
He shot the gun right out of your hand.
Here, what's the meaning of this? Bailey, are you hurt?
No, Mr. Carey.
He isn't hurt. My bullet hit the gun.
You're an outlaw.
Well, what else could it be, Miss Abby? These hombres riding in spur for leather. And besides, my boss, Mr. Steele, warned all us riders it was an outlaw roaming the basin. An outlaw riding a white horse and wearing a mask, an engine pard with him.
We not outlaw.
Mr. Steele's my boss. I work for him and I believe what he tells me.
If you'd taken a drink of that water, you wouldn't be working for Steele much longer. That water's poisoned.
What? What's that?
The water's poisoned. That's why I fired those shots as a warning.
I don't believe it. You were up on the ridge. How could you tell if the water was poisoned?
Yeah, did you taste it?
I don't have to taste it. Look across the water hole.
Huh?
Get it, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Why, he's holding up a jackrabbit.
Yeah. Here, Kimasabi.
Thanks, Tonto. This jackrabbit was lying on the far side of the water hole. Take a look at it, Carey.
Gee, Hossafat, mister, you're right. It was drinking from this water hole, and now it's dead. Bailey, would you know anything about this?
Me?
How come you didn't drink before we arrived? How come
you... saying I poisoned the water?
It looks mighty suspicious.
Father!
Keep out of this, Abby.
Harry, if you wasn't Miss Abby's father...
Don't hide behind a woman's skirts, Bailey. I asked you
that
what you...
That does it. I got another gun. Draw!
Stop that!
Keep your hands away from that holster.
Let him draw, mister. Edmund, I'll put a...
That's enough, Carey. Bailey, get on your horse and travel.
If you ask me, masked man, I'd say it was you poisoned this water.
I said, get on your horse.
There's only one of you here I give a hang about. I'm leaving for her sake. Goodbye, Miss Abby.
Get up there.
Father, you shouldn't have said that. Ted Bailey couldn't have poisoned the water. He couldn't.
Somebody did, Abby. Now we're licked for certain. There's nothing left for me to do but to sell our ranch. I'll have to accept Steele's offer.
What's that?
Steele, Benjamin Steele, owner of the Tomahawk Ranch. He's made me an offer.
You're not going to sell?
Sure I am. Lock, stock, and barrel. What else can I do? This is the only water in my range. I can't let my cattle die of thirst.
Carey, have you thought that Steele himself might have poisoned this water?
What? Why should he do that?
To get your cattle?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Benjamin Steele's the biggest man in this valley. He wouldn't do a thing like that. If you ask me, I think Ted was right. I think you poisoned the water.
No, that's not true.
You're outlaws. I don't know why you should do it and then want us away, but I just...
We not poison water.
That's
we
enough,
friends.
That's enough, Tonto. There's no way to settle the argument now. Gets us no place.
I don't know what to think. I'm all mixed up.
Carey, will you wait a little while before making up your mind to sell out?
I can't wait long.
Todd and I saved your life just now. We're asking you not to sell.
Mister, I'll think it over. That's all I can say.
Good. You may hear from us later. Adios.
Get him up, Scout.
Adios.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Abby. Back to the wagon. We got a dry ride to the ranch house.
Father, those men are outlaws. Ted Bailey says Mr. Steele warned all his men about them.
I don't know, Abby. Mr. Steele's a mighty big man, but somehow that masked gent, he didn't sound like an outlaw.
I don't care what he sounded like. He must be an outlaw.
And I rode right straight back here to the ranch house, Mr. Steele. And if I'd been able to, I'd have shot that masked hombre like you said. He's an outlaw, all right. No honest man would be so fast on the draw.
Kino, Billy, I'm glad you told me. So Carey's water hole was poisoned, eh?
Well, him and me had a couple of words.
Yeah? I thought you and Carrie were pretty friendly.
Well, I'm sorry about it now. He accused me of poisoning the water.
No.
Of course, now that I'm calmed down, I'm going to forget about it. Poor Carrie's had so much tough luck lately, he's all on edge.
Yes, a poor fella. I hope he takes my offer. At least it'll give him some cash to settle on a new place.
I reckon I'd better go now, huh, Mr. Steele?
Yes, Bailey. Head back and ride the line on that south herd. You better stop in the kitchen and have some grub, seeing as you missed dinner.
Well, thanks, Mr. Steele. Gosh, you're a straight hombre to work for. Adios.
Adios, Bailey. Straight hombre to work for. That Bailey kid's still wet behind the ears. I sure got him fooled.
You got everybody fooled, Senor Steele.
Howdy, Breed. You been here all this time?
Yes, Senor. I stay in corner very quiet.
You heard what Bailey said?
The masked man, he make trouble already, yes?
Breed, if him and the engine had warned in, I'd own Carrie's ranch.
Huh?
Sure. Carrie and his daughter would be dead from that water.
That is true, yes.
They'd be dead. And with no living relatives. I could have taken a place like that.
But Bailey, he would be dead, too.
What of it? That ignorant cowpuncher wouldn't be any loss to me. It's easy to get his loco weed. I wish you more careful, Breed. The last man hadn't seen that dead rabbit. They'd have taken that water.
Senor, I put the poison in the water hole. I do not stay around to watch. I have a moose pronto.
Well, never mind.
You go somewhere, senor.
Settle my horse, Breed. I'm riding over to see Carrie. I'm going to pay cash and get his ranch right now. Hey, Carrie. It's a bag full of cash. $2,000 silver. Just sign this bill of sale. I get you a ranch and the cash is yours.
Well, I sort of promised the masked man.
Masked man? You haven't cactus that hombre's an outlaw. I'm doing you a neighborly turn, offering to buy your place. I got a good mind to take back my offer.
Father, Mr. Steele is right. Sign the bill of sale.
You know, if I could only locate the skunk who's poisoned my water hole and burnt my winter hay.
I reckon I'm wasting my time. Give me my cash and adios to you, Carrie.
Father!
No. No, wait, Mr. Steele. Keno, I'll sign.
I knew you'd have sense, Carrie. There's a pen dipped right in an inkwell. What the?
The masked man.
That bullet smashed the inkwell. There's ink all over the bill of sale.
Carrie isn't signing, Steele. Clear out.
Carrie, are you going to let this ornery outlaw talk you into losing his sale?
You heard me, Steele. Clear out and take your money with you. And don't come back.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Faced with the 2-6 guns in the steady hands of the Lone Ranger, Steele rode away from Carrie's ranch in a fuming rage, leaving the masked man and Tonto.
Carrie, I thought you promised me you'd think it over. In another minute, Steele would have had your ranch.
Mister, you and the engine, get out of here.
Carrie, you mustn't say.
Mustn't? Right now, I probably lost my one chance. Steele won't make that offer again.
Not after this.
And there must be some other way.
There's no other way. Ben Steele was big-hearted enough to make me an offer.
Don't be a fool,
Yeah, Carrie. I was a fool. I was a fool in the first place to listen to you. Well, you stopped us from drinking that water, so I listened.
We're not listening anymore.
Right, Abby. We're quits now, masked man. I won't start any gunplay because of what you did at the waterhole. And also because you're inside my house. But now I'm telling you in no uncertain terms, get out and stay out. And the next time I see you, be ready to shoot.
Let's go, Tonto. Steady, big fella.
Get him up, Scal. Go on, Silver. What we do now, Kemosabe?
Gary doesn't know what he's getting into, Tonto. Steele's as crafty and dangerous as a rattlesnake.
Him worse than rattlesnake. Rattler, give warning before him strike.
We're going to keep on the alert every minute, day and night.
That's right.
We may not corner Steele, but at least we can try and save Kerry.
Him mad like crazy buffalo.
And we'll help him in spite of himself.
Steele, him plenty smart hombre. Come to wonder what him do next.
Go there, ho, boy. Reed. Reed, where are you?
I'm here, senor. You get the alarm from Carrier.
It doesn't look like it.
No, senor. That is the morning you bring back, eh? What happened?
A lone ranger, that's what happened.
Oh.
Carrier was all set to sign, had the pen in his hand, and the ranger busts in.
Senor, while you were away, I think of another way to get cattle from Carrier.
What's that?
I have a plan, senor. It will be easy to work, I think. There is a white horse in the corral. A horse that looks something like silver.
What are you aiming at, Breed?
I tell you. But first, I ask you a question.
Well?
If I get in trouble, senor, it may be bad for you, yes?
What do you mean?
To the rest of the people in Tomahawk Basin, you are a very honest man. Only me know you have done many crime, yes?
Go on.
It would be to your best interest to protect me, eh? If I should go to jail, perhaps...
You won't.
But if I should...
Reed, I'll tell you right here now, you won't go to jail. But if you ever did, you can count on me to get you out.
I hope so, senor.
I'll have to get you out. If you talked, you'd put a rope around my neck.
See, I make sure you understand that is all.
Well, let's have it. What's your scheme?
You are a good neighbor, Senor Steele. You have a water hole not far from Senor Carey's ranch, yes?
That water's mine. It's not open water.
So? Then perhaps you will open it, yes? Senor, for this scheme, I use the white horse. I race like the Lone Ranger. And to take the message to Senor Carey, we can use Ted Bailey. You listen now, I tell you.
I got word the boss wanted me. Is he around, Breed?
Hey, take a little walk for a moment, Ed.
Oh.
But I tell you what you ought to do. I am foreman for Senor Steele.
Sure thing, Breed.
The boss, he offered to buy Carey out.
Say, that's right nice of him. Mr. Carey must have been mighty pleased.
Well, this sale was not completed, Bailey. That masked outlaw, he stopped it.
No. What doggone that gent's hide. I tell you, Breed...
Well, Senor Steele is a very generous man. He's going to let Carey water his herd at the Cottonwood water hole.
After what happened?
See... You are a good friend of Mr. Carey.
Well, him and me had a few words.
It does not matter. You are still friends. Tomorrow you ride. Tell Senor Carey he can water cattle at the Cottonwood. You do that, yes?
Yes, sirree. I sure will. I'll get there around noon tomorrow.
Now you eat that dinner, Father. I didn't cook it, just to look at.
Abby, I can't help feeling that...
Howdy. I've been riding all morning. Got some chow for a hungry man?
Ted Bailey.
What in tarnation? You young whippersnapper.
Oh, whoa there. Hold on, Mr. Carey. My holsters are empty. You left my guns out with a horse. And besides, I'm the bearer of good news.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Now wipe that gloom off your face. Now, first off, I'm apologizing for getting riled the other day. And second and most important, Ben Steele sent me to tell you that you can drive your cattle to the Cottonwood water hole and let them drink their fill.
The Cottonwood? But that belongs to Mr. Steele.
I haven't any money to pay him the watering fee.
It won't cost you one red cent.
What's that?
Not one red cent. Mr. Steele says there's no sense letting good cattle die while you and him are fixing to make a sale anyway.
Say, that is good news.
I don't have to get back to my job till the day after tomorrow, Mr. Carey. If you want me, I'll be glad to give you a hand getting the cattle to the water hole.
Ted.
Youngster, draw up a chair and sit down. Abby, dish up some more of that grub.
I could eat a wolf. A hide and hoofs and hair.
You're getting good food, Ted Bailey.
Pile the plates high, Abby. I got my appetite back. Yep, Bailey, we'll round up the cows this afternoon. Start moving them right out. I reckon we ought to get to Cottonwood Waterhole a mite before sundown tomorrow.
Well, Breed?
I've just now come from the waterhole, senor. I lowered the heavy sack with the poison into the water. In an hour, all the water will be poisoned.
What about Carey?
I saw his herd of cattle from the top of the hill. Another 3 hours and they will drink.
Good.
You better get back there in time to put on your act.
Si, senor. As they approach the water hole, they will catch sight of a masked man riding away at full gallop. Only it will not be the Lone Ranger, eh? It will be someone else.
Water! There's a water hole up ahead.
Listen to the steers. They can smell it.
Don't let them go too fast. They've been thirsty so long, I'll drink too much. Keep them in control.
Yes, sir. Yippee, you longhorns. You're going to drink your fill. Nice, fresh, sweet water coming mighty soon.
Get along, ma'am. Move along.
We'll herd them tandem. I'll ride point up front. Get boys.
Ted.
Yeah, Miss Abby?
Thanks for all you've done.
Oh, shucks, Miss Abby. This was Mr. Steele's doing.
Thanks, anyway.
You reckon your pa's going to sell to Mr. Steele?
Of course he will. With all the bad luck we've been having and Ben Steele being so friendly, naturally we'll sell.
Oh, too bad. The water on your ranch has been poisoned. Usually takes a month for the poison to disappear.
We couldn't wait that long.
Well, you could now if you keep on using this water
bowl. And not pay for it? No, Ted, we can't take any more advantage of Ben Steele. Father will sell. It's the least we can do and stay honorable.
Yeah, I reckon so. I guess that means you'll leave Tomahawk Basin, doesn't it?
There's no more land to settle here.
I'd sure hate to see you leave.
You would?
Well, I... Miss Abby, I haven't asked your father yet, but... Abby, will you marry me? Will you?
Ted.
Oh, I know I'm just a plain cowpuncher, and I shouldn't even ask,
I think
but...
my father will say it's all right.
What's that?
And so will I.
Abby, you mean you'll marry me?
That's... I've been waiting for you, Dad.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, Abby.
Baby!
I don't know what this... what's that, Mr. Carey?
Look up ahead.
Huh?
Doggone it, Bailey. Stop looking so calf-eyed. Look, they're galloping away from the water hole.
That's a white horse.
Father, isn't that the masked man?
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Did you hear that? It sure is him.
I don't know, Father. That horse doesn't look as big somehow. Those words he shouted, they don't
sound
the
same. Say, there's something mighty peculiar going on. What was that hombre doing at the water hole?
I don't know. Maybe he was waiting in ambush for me. Then when he saw there was two of us, he changed his mind. Oh, still, there's no use figuring. These here cows are thirsty. Let's get that water. Get up there. Get up.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Father.
It's your Hoshafat. It's the masked man again in the engine.
No reach for your guns. We've been waiting for you.
Doggone if I savvy this. Why, we just saw you riding north over the ridge. And now you suddenly come busting in from the west.
That man was an imposter.
What? You mean...
I mean he's riding a white horse and wearing a mask to fool you.
Now what in blazes would he do that for?
Because he poisoned that water hole and he wanted to put the blame on me.
Poison... What's that you say?
Keep your cattle away from that water till I get back.
Where are you going?
I'm catching that man. Tonto, stay here and make sure they don't move.
You watch them.
Come on, Silver. Up, Red McCullough.
Well, I'll be dogged. This here's more confusing than chasing a jackrabbit through a bramble.
I can't keep those cattle from water.
You do what masked friends say. Tonto, make sure of that.
Father, Ted, I believe that first man was an imposter.
Well, how are we going to tell Abby? He's got too big a lead for this one to ever catch up with him.
That's just where you're wrong. Look. Look at that white stallion race over the ground. Why, he's twice as fast as that other horse. Look.
Why, say, so he is. Maybe he will catch that hombre after all. Say, Injun, who is that partner of yours anyway?
We fix Lone Ranger good, eh, horse? But he soon carries her that day. Getting masked man do it.
Breed's horse had crossed the ridge. He rode at an easy gallop with the poisoner sitting easy in the saddle. Reed had no fear of pursuit until suddenly...
Come on, Silver! Catch him, boy!
What is this? Caramba!
Reed straightened, turned and looked over his shoulder. Over the ridge behind him flashed a great white stallion.
The Lone Ranger! Get up! Get up!
In sudden panic, Reed clapped spurs to his mount, flattened out in the saddle as his horse lengthened his stride. But it was no use. Closer and closer pounded Silver's great strides. Closer and closer.
No use! Stop or I'll make you stop!
You'll never catch me alive!
Keep your hands off that holster!
The six gun dropped from Breed's nerveless fingers. Then a rope snaked through the air, whipped tight around his body.
No, you're struggling. You haven't got a chance. They're going back, understand? Old Silver, whoa, boy.
You got him. You brought him back.
Why, it's Breed.
Here's the man who tried to poison this water hole, Carrie, just as he poisoned yours.
You can prove nothing. That is a lie. You cannot prove I do such a thing.
No. Very well, then. Suppose you take a drink from that water hole.
Huh?
Otto, pull him off his horse. Make him drink.
No, wait, no. The water is poison. If I drink, I die. But I say...
You come... Never mind, Injun. He said enough already. He admitted his guilt. Ted, you reckon we can turn this ornery coyote over to the sheriff?
Oh, we sure can, Mr. Carey.
Here's some more evidence for you, Carey. This bag is full of poison. It's at the bottom of the water hole.
I got it.
Who else helped you do this awful thing, Breed?
Beg me to jail. I say no more. Not one word.
All right, Carrie. You can water your cattle now. Go ahead.
Water my cattle?
Yes. The water hole on your ranch will be clear again in a few days.
The cattle won't suffer anymore.
But mister, what do you mean? Breed poisoned the water. He was afraid to drink it himself.
Al and I were watching him several hours ago. He put the sack in the water hole and then left. Before he came back, we took the sack out. That water was fit to drink all the time. But Breed didn't know it. That's how he convicted himself.
Well, if that don't beat everything.
Bad man, make heap big mistake.
Come, Tonto, our work here's done.
Breed, I reckon you more than met your match this time. Me and Ted are going to take you to the jailhouse just as soon as we get the cattle watered. And thanks to this masked man, you'll... Say, he's gone. Him and the engine lit out already.
Yes, Father. There they go. He didn't wait for thanks. But we'll be eternally grateful, whoever he is.
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, otrwesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening, and have a great day.